From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. The Nutrio Gar Center is a home for malnourished children in Panama. It's full, and that's not surprising. A fifth of Panama's kids don't get enough to eat. Staff member Micah Calderon says the effects can be devastating.
One problem is brain damage. We spend a lot of time repairing their motor skills.
The World Bank says half of Panama's children are poor, and Wilson Lucum knew that. Lucum was an American who grew up poor. He made an investment fortune in South Florida, then moved to Panama. He died there in 2006, and he left his most valuable asset to Panama's poor children. That property may now be worth $150 million. But charities like Nutriogar haven't seen a dime of it. Why? Critics say it's because Panama's justice system is one of the world's most corrupt.
No one who has grown up in the American system who believes in the law can possibly be prepared for the lawlessness of Panama.
Richard Lehman is a Boca Raton tax attorney. He was an executor of Lucum's will. What happened to that will involves a bewildering maze of legal intrigue that stretches from Panama City to Palm Beach County, and it may be taking another important turn.
This case is not dead by any stretch of the imagination.
Lucum's will gave instructions to sell his 7,000-acre ranch in Panama. The proceeds would go to a trust for impoverished kids. Lucum also provided handsomely for his Panamanian wife, Hilda. But Hilda said she should get the ranch, and she hailed from one of Panama's most powerful families. Hilda set out to convince the courts that Lucum's will was a fake. Her first move? Discredit Lucum's lawyer.
First, I was accused of murdering Mr. Lucum. I then was accused of trying to steal the Lucum estate. When that didn't work, my attorney and I were named as criminals with the Panama branch of Interpol.
Lehman admits he didn't handle some of Lucum's assets as transparently as he should have. And the fact that Lucum didn't give much to charity while he was alive didn't help.
He never seemed to be a guy concerned over the poor.
Mario Rognoni is a Panamanian political analyst.
That's why everybody was sort of dubious of the document that came out once he died.
But Lehman fought to preserve the will, and two lower court judges ruled it valid. That made it all the more stunning when, in 2010, Panama's Supreme Court sided with Hilda. Were the justices bribed? They denied it. But, says Rognoni,
here in Panama, most people don't believe the interpretation that the Supreme Court did.
But the case gets stranger. Hilda died in 2011. The ranch was quietly acquired by a group that included her attorney, Hector Infante, and Panama's then finance minister, Alberto Bayarino. But a private investigator in Panama has now filed a criminal complaint against them. It alleges they used fraud to gain control of the ranch at a fraction of its actual value. Infante and Bayarino declined WLRN's request for interviews. But Richard Lehman thinks they could also face scrutiny in the United States.
There's a real chance that this thing gets turned around and goes in a different direction.
That's because Hilda was a U.S. citizen. She died owing tens of millions in U.S. estate taxes on the ranch. Lehman wants the U.S. government to go after it. That might pressure Infante, Bayarino and company to return the property to Lucum's original intent, feeding poor kids. Whatever the outcome, the case spotlights Panama's reputation for disregarding poverty.
I think it's unfortunate but true that that is what most people in the world would take away from what they've been able to see.
Bill Tolbert heads a U.S. company that was part of a group to which Lucum had agreed to sell the ranch. Tolbert is set to file his own victim's complaint in Panama. So the case is still alive, and so apparently are the hopes of underfed children. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.